Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A man who led police on a pursuit through 22 Perth suburbs will front court today on a string of offences. 37-year-old allegedly failed to stop for officers on Alexander Drive in Dianella about 7 o'clock on Tuesday night after they noticed the vehicle was stolen. He was eventually arrested in Fremantle. He'll front court this morning. Emergency crews have rushed to a unit in Perth's east overnight after it was gutted by fire. They managed to pull a man free from the blaze in Bayswater. He's now recovering in hospital. It's unclear how the fire on Railway Parade started. Westfield Bondi Junction has opened its doors to shoppers nearly a week after that horrific stabbing. It says the Prime Minister offers permanent residency to security guard Mohamed Tahar, who helped confront the attacker. Anthony Albanese says he put his life on the line to protect others.
These people have shown themselves to be certainly of not just of good character, but brave and extraordinary people.
The crackdown on vapes continues with a united push from the states for Canberra to pass new laws banning non-prescription vapes. The new laws would crack down on importation, manufacture and sale targeting kids. Health Minister Mark Butler says vapes should not be sold as a recreational product.
Returns vapes to their original intention, which is a therapeutic good. If that's what it's supposed to be, then it should be regulated like a therapeutic good, available only on prescription through a pharmacy.
In sport, Dom Sheed is back for Derby 58, the Premiership hero returning to the Eagles side for tomorrow night. While the younger Dockers get Sean Darcy back for his first game of the season, he's expected to share those ruck duties with Luke Jackson. Injured West Coast co-captain Oscar Allen says the Derby is always a great game.
And against Freo, like, it's a great opportunity for young players who haven't played in finals or anything yet. Like, it's a good atmosphere of, yeah, of high intent footy, and our fans have been great. Hopefully we get near on 50,000 there again, and he'll be rocking.